Title: Building a Favorites Folder for Break Slices Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. If you make drum and bass or jungle in Ableton Live, you already know the truth. You're going to slice breaks constantly. Amen. Think: Hot Pants, Funky Drummer, Random Dusty Loops You Forgot You Even Had, and somehow the best little hits always disappear into some project folder graveyard. So today we're fixing that for good. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a dedicated Break Slices Favorites folder that lives outside any single project, shows up in Ableton's browser every time, and acts like your personal signature break pack. The goal is speed plus consistency. Slice fast, audition in context, keep only the bangers, and build a reusable rack that makes starting a new DNB project feel instant. Let's do it. First, what we're building. You're going to create a main folder on your drive somewhere stable, not inside an Ableton project folder. Think samples, drums, then a folder called Break Slices Favorites. Inside it, you'll create subfolders for the stuff you actually reach for. Kicks, snares, hats, ghosts, perk, fills, cymbals, weird effects. And here's a small move that makes a big difference. Number the folders at the front, like 01 kicks, 02 snares, 03 hats, and so on. Ableton's browser will keep them in a consistent order forever, which saves your brain every time you're hunting. Now, quick coach upgrade. Decide raw versus cooked up front. I recommend two top-level folders, not just one. Break Slices Favorites RAW and Break Slices Favorites Processed. RAW means trimmed correctly, micro fades added, maybe basic cleanup, but nothing that locks it into a specific vibe. Processed means you ecked it, saturated it, compressed it, repitched it, and you want to reuse that exact version as a sound. This prevents that classic moment where you reuse a slice in a new track and it's like, wait, why does this snare suddenly not fit at all? Because you cooked it for an old context and forgot. Next, get the folder into Ableton so it's always there. Go to the Live browser on the left. Under Places, choose Add Folder. Select your Break Slices Favorites folder. Now it's pinned in Places. And if your version of Live supports it, favorite it as well so it's always one click away. The whole point is, no matter what project you open, your slice library is right there. Now we pick a break and prep it the right way. Drag a break loop into an audio track. And yes, we're warping before slicing, always. Turn warp on. Set the segment BPM close to correct. Don't obsess about perfection. Just get it sitting right. For warp mode, use beats for classic break behavior and set preserve to transients. If you're getting weird stutters, make sure transient loop mode is off. And if the break drifts, right-click and use warp from here, straight. The goal is simple. When you slice, the transients land where your brain expects them to land. DNB specific tip. Get the break living at your track tempo early, like 170 to 176. I like 174 as a sweet spot, because when you audition slices at the real tempo, you'll choose the right hits. A snare that sounds sick at 150 can feel totally different at 174. Now we slice it. Right-click the warped audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the dialog, choose Slicing by Transient. In most cases, transients are the fastest way to get a playable kit. Use the built-in slice preset or default. Then hit OK. Ableton creates a new MIDI track with a drum rack, and each slice lands on its own pad inside Simpler. This is the moment where you go from loop user to break programmer. Now we do the part that separates intermediate workflow from beginner workflow, auditioning properly. Because it's easy to solo a slice and think it's amazing, then it falls apart when the beat is actually moving. So set up a tiny DNB context loop. Just one bar. Put a kick on 1. Put a snare on 2 and 4. Add 1/16 hats. Keep it basic. This is your test bench. Now start trying different slices on the snare lane until you find the one that punches. When you audition, listen for 4 things. Transient clarity. Does this crack immediately or is it kind of blurry? Body tone. Do you get weight around that 180 to 220 area or is it thin? Top snap. Is there bite around 2 to 6K without turning painful? And character, is it clean, roomy, crunchy, tape-y, clipped in a cool way? Here's a super useful teacher move. Do mix-ish auditioning without committing. Put a light chain on the drum rack itself, not per pad yet. Start with EQ8, high pass around 25 to 35 just to clean rumble. Then drum bus, small drive, a little crunch if you want, and leave boom off for now. Then glue compressor, barely working, 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction. Slowish attack around 10 milliseconds, and auto-release. This doesn't finish your drums. It just gets you closer to how these hits will behave in a real track, so you don't save weak slices by accident. And another coach tip, audition at two loudness levels. First, quiet. Quiet monitoring tells you balance. Then slightly louder. Louder monitoring reveals harshness. If a hat is only exciting when it's loud, it's probably too spiky and it's going to stab you later in the mix. Now, before you save anything, do a quick QC pass. This takes 10 seconds and saves you years. Check the start point. Zoom in. The transient should start immediately. If the hit is late by even a few milliseconds, it'll feel lazy in fast DNB patterns. Check length. Hats and ghosts should usually be intentionally short. Snares can be a little longer if you want room and tone, but it should be the decision. And check mono compatibility. Drop utility on that pad or on the rack and temporarily set width to zero. If the hit collapses in a horrible way, don't save it as a main, front and center snare. Maybe it becomes a layer, maybe it goes in weird FX, but don't let it become your go-to if it disappears in mono. Alright, now we extract the best slices into our favorites folder. You've got two practical methods, and you should use both depending on the situation. Method A is fast. Drag and drop straight from Simpler. Click the pad. Simpler opens. Grab the sample name area in Simpler and drag it directly into your favorites folder in Ableton's browser, or into your operating system folder. This is the cleanest way to capture the slice as it exists in the rack, and name it immediately. Do not leave it as sample 001. A strong naming habit is basically a superpower in production. Use a consistent format like source, type, a couple tags, tempo, number. For example, Amen Snare OHRM CLP 174 BPM 01. That means one-shot snare, roomy, a little clippy character. Or, think Ghost Hat Mic Tight AR 02, meaning micro hit Ghost Hat, tight, bright top. Those little tags matter because Ableton's search is fast. Later you can just type Snare RM or Amen OH and you're there. Method B is for when you've edited a slice and you want that exact version as a favorite. Drag the slice from the drum rack onto an audio track. Now tighten the start and end. Add tiny fades, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, to avoid clicks. If you want, do a tiny repitch, like plus or minus 1 to 3 semitones for vibe. Or keep it subtle. Then consolidate the clip. Command or Control J. Now right-click and show it in Finder or Explorer, and move or copy that consolidated file into your favorites folder, usually into the processed folder if you really shaped it. Quick anti-click insurance, if it still clicks even with fades, go into Simpler, turn Snap on, and nudge the start a hair. Also consider cleaning sub-junk with a gentle high pass around 20-30 Hz. Sometimes clicks are a combination of tiny discontinuities plus DC-ish low nonsense. Now, let's make this usable instantly. The favorites drum rack. Create a new MIDI track. Drop in an empty drum rack. Now drag your favorite save WAVs from your favorites folder onto pads. And here's a key consistency tip. Keep the same pad mapping every time, across every rack you build. Pick a standard and stick to it. For example, always put your main kick on C1, main snare on D1, alternate snare on D-sharp 1, closed hat on F-sharp 1, ride on a sharp 1, whatever you choose, just make it consistent. That way, every new favorites rack feels identical under your fingers. You're not relearning your instrument every project. Optional, but very worth it. Set up quick perped chains. On snares, a simple chain like EQ8 into drum bus into saturator gives you fast control. On hats, high pass higher like 200 to 400 and maybe the gentle auto filter for a little movement. And one more advanced variation you can use when your favorites grow, velocity to character. Instead of using multiple pads for similar snares, put 2 to 4 similar snares on the same pad using the chain list. Then map velocity to chain select. Now your MIDI velocities choose which snare plays, and your programming feels more human and less copy-paste, while your rack stays compact. When your rack feels good, save it as an Ableton rack and .adc file with a clear name like DNB Break Favorites Rack. Now you're building not just sounds, but a system. Let's talk quick DNB arrangement ideas using your favorites. Try and be break layering. Use your clean favorites as the main groove, then layer a crunchy favorites kit really low for texture. High pass the texture layer hard, like 300 to 600 Hz, and it becomes grit without mud. Use your ghosts folder for rolling momentum. Program little 1/16 or even 1/32 ghost notes, especially leading into the main snare. Keep them quiet and short. That tiny push before the snare is one of the most it moves feelings in drum and bass. For fills, stay DJ friendly. Every 8 or 16 bars, swap only the last 8th note or quarter note with a saved fill slice. Small, controlled edits read as professional and you keep the groove intact. And one of my favorite drop tricks, hat energy lanes. Start the drop with tighter hats for the first couple bars, then open up by bringing in noisier hat slices around bar 3. It's the same pattern, but the perceived energy jumps. Now let's add a darker, heavier DNB pro tip. Parallel grime that preserves punch. Make a return track with a chain-like saturator with soft clip-on. Then auto-filter high-pass around 250. Then a tiny touch of erosion in noise mode. Then a compressor with fast attack and medium release. Send hats and ghosts into it more than snares. You'll get that fizzy jungle edge without flattening your main transient. Another tightening trick for techie rolls. Gate on hats and ghosts with fast settings. Short tails equal clarity at 174. Alright, mini practice exercise. This is your 15 to 25 minute sprint. Pick one break, warp it to 174 BPM. Slice to drum rock by transient. Build a 1 bar groove. Snare on 2 and 4, hats in 1/16, then add 3 to 6 ghost hits. Now find and save. 2 snares, 1 clean and 1 crunchy. 2 hats, 1 tight and 1 noisy. 3 ghosts or perks, 1 fill slice. Save them into the correct subfolders with consistent names, using source plus type plus 1 or 2 tags. Then build a small favorites rack from those slices and save it. The benchmark you're aiming for is this. In a brand new DNB project, you can have a playable break kit ready in under 60 seconds. That is what good workflow feels like. Before we wrap, quick common mistakes to avoid. Don't slice before warping. Your slices will land wrong, and everything feels late or early. Don't save everything. Favorites means favorites. If you wouldn't use it in a drop today, it doesn't go in the folder. Don't skip naming. Sable 001 is how you lose hours. Don't ignore fades. Break slices click all the time. Micro fades are non-negotiable. And don't overprocess while auditioning. Heavy compression can trick you into thinking a weak hit is strong. Recap. You built a dedicated favorites folder that lives outside your projects and is linked in Ableton's browser. This audio version is shortened for playback.